seriously popular.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Listeners, we have a very serious apology to issue. Due to the very loud nature of Archie's voice, there has been an issue with the recording of this episode and the sound.
That's absolute nonsense. The team that have one job, which is to push the little red button and record what we say, have totally messed up, ladies and gentlemen. So they've let you down, the listener, they've let Megan Barton Hansen down, but most of all, they've let themselves down. So apologies for the low-quality recording. They would apologise themselves, but we don't let them in anywhere near a microphone.
You're such a great leader, always taking responsibility.
Not my fault.
Now we all know they're flesh and bone, the same blood, sweat and tears. So why do famous people seem to really grind some gears?
Idiot!
Waste of space.
What the hell are they wearing that?
Who even are they?
Stupid hair.
They look a right off.
So whenever you feel lost and need uncommon sense, there's one place we all know to go, straight to the comments.
Welcome to Straight to the Comments. I'm Josh Peters.
And I'm Archie Manners.
Straight to the Comments is a podcast built around the hilarious, bizarre, and sometimes incomprehensible comments left under Mail Online stories.
You know the kind of thing. Uninformed opinion on the sudden weight loss of a loose woman, anger at European attempts at straightening our bananas, and endlessly stating that you can't say anything anymore whilst ironically commenting on the website of the world's most popular news outlets.
Popular indeed. Mail Online articles receive an astonishing 4 million comments a month.
And they're viewed over 16 million times. That's a lot of views. A lot of views.
We use the comments left about a celebrity guest to form the basis of an interview and see if they can recognise the stories about them.
Now, Josh has full knowledge of the content of the show. I, however, am completely ignorant both of the stories and of the identity of today's guest. But I'll be honest with you, I'm often none the wiser once the guest is revealed, such as my broad familiarity with popular culture.
You really are the ideal co-host. In that and so many other ways.
Thank you for your kind words, Joshua. Now, have you got one of your trusty patented celebrity word clouds for me this week?
I do indeed. These are the most popular words found in the comments sections under stories featuring today's guest. The bigger the word, the more often it's featured.
Okay, so the biggest one here is Love Island. So I assume it's going to be a Love Islander of some kind.
Could be.
And OnlyFans. So it's a Love Islander who's also an OnlyFans star. Which narrows it down a little bit, but then again, all Love Islanders are good looking.
Could be OnlyFans used up, you know, not necessarily the brand. Could
EL is on it. Is it EL? Is he EL Booker?
Well, no, that wouldn't be a clue, would it?
Yeah, I'm not your Hun Hun fame. That's all he's famous for, but it's very famous for that.
Uh-huh.
We've got Raya, which is the celebrity dating app. Celebrity Detox, Love Island Games, Channing Tatum, who I believe is an American actor. Wes.
Mike.
Wes. Wes Anderson.
No.
Streeting.
No.
Who's the other Wes? These are the only Weses I know. The Labour MP, Wes Streeting, and the film director, Wes Anderson.
What about Wes Nelson?
Right.
From Love Island.
Oh, great. Brilliant. Whoop-dee-doo. And Pied, Ix, Blonde, Corset. Oh, yeah, it's an OnlyFans star who was on Love Island, would be my guess. I'm neither an expert in Love Island nor indeed OnlyFans. I've only been on OnlyFans once in my life.
Right.
And I found it all rather scary.
You did. What did you do?
Well, I went off it quite quickly. It's just quite a lot of.
I don't believe that.
It's quite a lot of bits and pieces. There's a lot of nudity.
Anyway, our guest. It's Megan Barton Hansen.
Hello, Megan.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thanks for
never haven't met.
Megan Barton Hansen is a podcaster, columnist, model, TV personality and reality star. She shot to fame in 2018 on the fourth series of ITV2's Love Island and has since appeared on Celebs Go Dating, X on the Beach, Love Island Games and countless other reality franchises. She's a sex-positive role model and is one of the highest-ranking earners on OnlyFans. Welcome, Megan Barton Hansen.
That's a hell of a CV there.
It is.
That was like, you did that all in one breath as well. I'm impressed.
Thank you, Archie. I appreciate it. I like it when you're nice to me. So, Megan, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I just asked that.
No,
I hope it hasn't changed that much just because she's walked into the room. Where she was really good and now it's like fucking terrible because I've had to look at you two.
Megan, the premise of the show is that I read out some comments on a Mail Online story about you and you have to guess from those comments what the story is.
Okay.
You're quite a well-written about lady. Do you often read the comments?
No, I used to when I first was like in the public eye, just because curiosity.
You can't not, right?
It's, and I knew they probably wasn't going to be nice, but sometimes it just gets the better of you.
And you just sit there like scrolling through
them. Oh no, like literally a few seconds, I read like the top two, I'm like, evil. I'm like, no, we don't need any more.
Understood. So Archie is going to help or potentially hinder you as he has no ideas what the stories are either.
Okay.
So you two are working together.
My script is empty.
Shall we get straight into it?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
The first comment on the first story is from Roger Hodger, who's based in Brighton.
That's not his real name, surely.
Well, that's what it says in his
Roger
mail online.
Hodger.
Yeah, Roger Hodger.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Isn't it amazing the number of Megans who have come to prominence since the Duchess of Sussex pitched up here?
Okay. Right. How many other famous Megans are there? There's Meghan Markle. Cool. Meghan Barton Hansen. Any
Fox?
Other?
Yeah, Meghan Fox.
I can't think of any more. Any others?
Trainer.
Meghan Trainor. Is that the one who goes, it's all about that bass, about that bass? No worries. That was quite good, I think.
But what could the story be about?
Well, something to do with the name Meghan, obviously.
You're probably going to need some more, aren't you?
I think possibly.
Shall we get a jump?
Because right now, all you've done is tell our guest that her first name is Meghan, which I assume she already knew.
Shall we get a jump from Norwich?
Let's do it.
If we have to, yeah.
Well, that was not on my menu when I flew Ryanair.
Do you often fly Ryanair?
I do, yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes? Is there anything particularly about Ryanair that you've ever been written about you for Ryanair reasons?
No, but like the airport situation is making me think it's a terrible headline.
I would describe this headline as fun.
Okay.
I personally have never...
Slightly embarrassing.
I've only ever flown Ryanair once. And I won't do it again.
How did you feel about that?
Delighted. I'm back to British Airways. And I won't be going doing that mistake
Megan,
again.
This guy is an absolute bullshitter. I've seen him more times in the EasyJet Orange than I care to remember.
I like EasyJet. EasyJet's got speedy boarding. You feel very, very important.
Ryanair,
they go, I'm a speedy boarder. Come up front.
Ryanair is a big upgrade for Archie. He's a Wizz Air kind of guy.
Stop.
No, I did take Wizz Air up until Gemma Collins became the face of it. And I've stopped in protest.
Okay, so wait, let's get back on track here. Let's go for comment three, which is also from Jim from Norwich.
Grandad said she'd have a hard time of it in his garden.
Sorry, this does only work if the comments make some sort of sense. So normally on the first one, it's quite easy to guess the story. Grandad said she'd have a... Okay, is there anything about your... Have you ever spoken about your grandparents?
No. That's why I thought it was more about, like, an airport situation. Mm.
This was more about a certain club you joined.
Ah! Meghan Barton Hansen, true or false, you're a member of the Mile High Club.
I am. Please don't look at me, I'm shy.
Megan, please tell me you didn't do it on a Ryanair flight. If you're going to do that, it's got to be a premium airline, surely.
If it's the headline, I'm thinking about, I didn't even make it to the flight. It was actually in the airport. So I can't remember the exact headline,
yeah. But
I was caught. And I thought I was so strategic about it, coming out of a disabled toilet in an airport.
Which airport are we talking about?
Southend Airport. So close to home, I'd literally left my house for like 15 minutes and just couldn't control myself.
I didn't actually know that Southend had an airport.
This is very interesting, but this isn't what this story is about. Unless the headline's got it wrong, the headline here is Meghan Barton Hansen admits she has had sex on a plane and in her own back garden as she discusses her love life.
I don't remember saying that, but both are true.
So wait, there was an event that happened on a plane, or was that the South End?
No, I have had sex on a plane before.
As well as the South End, Lou.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a private jet, so I think I stepped it up there.
Archie approves that it was on a private jet.
That's the Mile High Club, but with a gold medal.
That's Mile High Club light.
No, that's luxury Mile High Club. That's diamond number.
I kind of balanced out the Southend Airport situation with that.
Let's go back to Southend Airport. Are we talking pre or post security?
Post security.
Oh, wow.
Managed to control myself until then.
To be fair, it makes sense. You've got 2 hours to kill, right?
Yeah,
especially in Southend, it's like Wetherspoons or Shag. So I just pick Shag.
Or both, actually.
Or Shagging.
Yeah, I think that's excellent.
Well, that is...
But the only downside, I'd be very worried in Disabled Lou, because you know how they have the red cord, which looks like it's for the lights, but no. It's the emergency cord.
Yeah.
And you pull that, if you were just like, you know,
getting... throes of passion.
Suddenly, Wayne from Southend Security is going to knock on the door and go, oh, wow, I recognise you. That's Megan Barton Hanson banging in my Disabled Lou.
It's so bad. To make it worse, after the headline came out, Southend's mayor came and put, you know, them blue plaques if like a famous poet's lived somewhere.
Oh my God,
put that on the toilet door.
That's brilliant.
That's fantastic.
So embarrassing. No,
I think it's funny. I think you've got to embrace it. I think it's brilliant.
Isn't that, that's quite like, I wouldn't have expected them to do that. That is great.
It's funny in hindsight.
On to the next story. The first comment is from Robert in London.
Sex-ridden Rome, Phil. Our sex-ridden society's falling. Evidence all around. Only a few with intelligence, education and understanding can see this.
So this is a man who hasn't got laid for 50 years and is bitter about it.
You just described the Mail Online reader.
I think he's one of those people who think that the more sexually liberated people can become, somehow there's a correlation between that and society going horribly wrong, which there isn't.
But let's see what comment two reveals.
I'd not admit to anyone he was my dad.
Okay, well, is your dad in the public? You spoke about your dad in the public eye?
Yeah, he came on Love Island. When I was on Love Island.
When it's like the Meet the Parents Day.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. It's like sort of nursery school. It's like a teacher's meeting. It's like PTA, isn't it?
It's not necessarily about Megan's dad.
Who were you coupled up with?
Wes.
Wes. And did you meet his dad?
Yeah, his dad came in.
It's not about Wes Nelson's dad.
It's not about Wes Nelson's dad.
You guys are miles off, so I'm going to go to the third comment.
This is getting harder and harder, this game.
This is from Paco Pants in Dover.
Thanks, Paco Pants from Dover.
You do know how debates work, right?
So number one is we're all having too much sex and as a result we're all going to die. Number two is they wouldn't admit it if he's your dad. And number three was about debates.
So I done a debate in either Oxford Uni or Cambridge Uni.
Oh, I love this. Look at that. You know you're famous when you can't even get which of the two best universities you went to.
I never went to them. I don't know. But they're both like Hogwarts. I was doing like a pro porn debate. And one of the other girls, her dad was like a famous politician.
It was Liberty Osborne, who is
no way
George Osborne. So apparently the both of you argued a motion in the Oxford Union about this house welcoming the new era of porn. The headline was Talk of the Town by George. Ex-Chancellor Osborne's daughter defends porn in an Oxford Union debate.
Well, George Osborne's randy too. No, but I mean, he ran off with his special advisor called Thea Rogers or Thea something. And 2 weeks before the wedding, there was a poison pen letter going around claiming that he was being a very naughty boy. And someone wrote a letter to all of George Osborne's wedding guests. Yeah. So they found out the name of the guests that were coming to his second wedding and they sent around a letter and it was a big sort of thing. But yeah, George Osborne's a randy, so I'm not surprised that Liberty's pro-porn.
Anyway, so...
Also, she's called Liberty, so you can't be called Liberty and be against porn, can you?
Tell us about what happened. So you showed up to the Oxford debate, take us through the day.
So I got there, met everyone, and then, just done my little pitch of why... porn should be fine, especially in the era of porn. It's more about like women directing it, more for like female gaze, female pleasure. But who doesn't like porn? Like, I don't know why we're so awkward as a society to speak about
it. I never discussed it with my late grandmother, but I don't think she was a fan. But I may be wrong. Is it scary? Is it quite intimidating?
I hate public speaking.
Right.
And I don't know. I think where I'm very like working class and I was like, oh my God, everyone's so posh. It just gives me extra pressure.
Mm.
But to be
I'll
honest,
just be like, you peasants.
It'll be fine for you. You'll fit right in. But for me, I was like, oh my God, they're going to be judging me if I don't pronounce words correctly and this and that. But no, everyone was so lovely.
And ultimately it went well, did it?
It went so well. I think we won.
That's fantastic.
Were you and Liberty making the same point? You weren't debating each other?
No, we're on the same side.
On the same side.
On the same side.
And what was the thrust of your argument? What's the, like...
Careful.
Reason? What?
Oh, he said thrust.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I can't get cancelled for that.
I just feel like banning it completely is just going to make it more like underground, more corruption's going to go on. People, the porn actresses and actors aren't going to be safeguarded properly. So I think by making it and keeping it legal, you've just got to do it from a different perspective rather mm-hmm. than it just being all about male pleasure. Make it more for us women. That's what I say.
And do you count like the stuff that you do on OnlyFans, which we'll get into a bit later? Is that, would you classify that as porn or is that something different?
I guess it's under like the umbrella of sex work.
Right.
So I wouldn't say porn, but it's whatever you feel comfortable with. That's why I love it so much as a platform.
Yeah.
Because it gives the power back to.
But I was going
to
say, on your OnlyFans, you're totally in control, right? You decide what you want to do, when you want to do it. Like, yeah. there's no business behind that that you're not in charge of.
Yeah, that's what I love, because, like, the creator can set their own boundaries, whereas previously, even down something as, like, simple as glamour modelling, you have photographers that are pushing the model, like, oh, come on, if you're just comfortable doing bikini, they'll push you to do topless, for example.
Yeah.
Whereas now, there's none of that middleman. It's just the model.
Have you ever felt pressure by anyone in the work that you do to do more, or has it always been down to you, what you do?
Yeah, I think that's why I'm so passionate about speaking, because I've had it firsthand. When I was 19, I started modeling and I was clueless in the industry, and you would have photographers that are like, oh, come on, we can really sell these, or we can get you an FHM if you just do topless. Mm. But my boundaries were like just bikini underwear stuff. So
mine are the same. I say only bikini underwear.
No, mate.
People are desperate. They go, oh, if you take the top off, you'll do so well. And
get
I go,
the nips
I can't.
Out.
Those are everyone else's boundaries. They're not your boundaries. And so, Megan, if you don't mind me asking, on OnlyFans, how many subscribers do you have?
It fluctuates. I don't know the exact number.
Roughly.
Couple thousand.
If fans come up to you and subscribers come up to you, when they come up to Josh, he's obviously incredibly famous. They'll be like, oh, I love your work. Like, you know, I love that video, blah, blah, blah. When they come up to you, they've seen your bits and pieces. Is that odd or not?
I mean, if that's what they're into looking at, I'm not going to shame them for their kinks. If you're into seeing my titties, you're into seeing my titties. I'm not going to judge you. Women have always been sexualized, whether that's in a music video or on OnlyFans, keeping all the profit themselves. People are still going to have that judgment. And I have found, even now, some TV channels are a little bit funny about working with me.
But ironically, I'd imagine you're probably doing better in your career than you ever have before, given your success on OnlyFans.
I'm doing well, but it's definitely held me back. And there's definitely been like certain TV channels or commissioners that are like, I don't know. It never seems to get past the line with some kind of channels.
Do you think that's changing, though? Because it seems to me that it won't be that long until that kind of attitude's really outdated.
I hope so. I think we're like heading in the right direction, but I really don't think it's enough.
And would you, if you had a daughter, would you encourage her to go into OnlyFans?
No.
Why not?
Just because the absolute, I don't know, like the stigma, the bullying, it's only because I'm really resilient and I've done it for so long. But still, like, I have days when it really gets to me. Even people who think that it's fine in relationships are, like, absolutely fine at the beginning. And we have our first argument and then that gets, like, used against me. And I'm like...
Straight away. Yeah, but they know what they're getting self in for when they immediately go for dinner with you the first time, right?
Yeah, so, and they don't mind when I'm, like, paying for our holidays, paying for a...
Funny that.
and then they suddenly have, like, an issue with it in an argument. So, yeah, for that reason. But I would never say no if I had a kid and they really wanted to get into sex work. I'd be like... Just know that it's not all like loads of money and being all glam. Like there is a lot of negativity.
And have you seen or know of anyone who experienced having a negative result of being an OnlyFans model?
I think, like I said, if you're strong and resilient and you're doing it for the right reasons, not because you want to make a bit of quick cash, but like ultimately that's why I got into sex work, to make money. Mm-hmm. But I knew the consequences that would come with that. But I've had a lot of DMs from women saying, I can't believe it. My whole friendship group has like dropped me out. They're not speaking to me. I've had such bad bullying and harassment from people, or they've lost their job. So say, for example, I don't know, they've got a normal 9-to-5, but they do OnlyFans as a little side hustle. They've then been sacked from their job and they're DMing me like, what do I do? I'm like, I don't know.
You see, that's an interesting one, because if, for example, they were a teacher, I can kind of see why that might be problematic.
Yeah.
But then if they were in other jobs, it wouldn't matter.
It's crazy. Even that actress who was on Hollyoaks, did you hear about her? She was like working in Hollyoaks for years and years and years, got an OnlyFans account and they sacked her. Jeez. And it's mental because Hollyoaks had this calendar. I remember getting it when I was young of all like they had
top
a man one.
I'm yeah. right, yep.
yeah, and then one for the women in all their bikinis. So she's pretty much doing the same
thing, but just except they're not making the money.
Cut. Yeah.
exactly. As long as they monetize it, it's fine. It's now time for a break. So let us all encourage listeners to strip off to listen to part two.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We're coming back to Straight to the Comments with me, Archie.
And me, Josh.
Our guest this week is Love Island alumni and all-round reality goddess, Megan Barton Hanson. Welcome back. A nice break.
So, Megan, you've obviously received your fair share of online hate in your life. How has that affected you as a person and how does it still affect you today?
I think I'd be lying if I said, like, it never got to me. Mm-hmm. But it's very, like, few and far between that I'll ever see or like read a comment these days. Like I don't deliberately go looking for it. And I think the lucky thing is most of my hate was whilst I was still in the villa. Somehow I managed to get to the final. So I missed it all. By the time I come out, I kind of like had changed.
News.
Yeah. Mm. And all, like people's perceptions have kind of changed because I was in like a stable relationship in the villa. So luckily I missed a lot of it, but don't get me wrong, there's days where I'm like having a bit of a shit down. I'm like, how can we self-sabotage a little bit more? Should I go to the Daily Mail comments and see what a piece of shit I am?
Megan, you've been very open about your bisexuality. If you were to get a long-term partner at this stage in your life, do you think it would be a boy or a girl?
Or neither.
Or neither.
Or both.
Or both.
Yeah, I try not to look at gender. Like, I think for me, it's more about the connection I have with someone.
Okay.
Like, if they're bringing something to my life, they're making me like a better version of myself, and they're just a nice person. I've dated so many arseholes. I'm just, I'm like open. I'm like, if they're a girl, a guy, trans, like it doesn't matter to me.
But human, we we can draw the line. They're the same species as you. Would be good. Yeah,
same species.
Yeah,
is great.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, is there a difference in the kind of conversations you have in the early stages of a relationship, in like that early dating phase between men and women?
Yeah, girls are so deep straight away. Like on the first date, I know their star sign, how many cats they've had, like their whole life story, every ex they've ever had, how they've been heartbroken. With men, it's just like fun.
I like Man U. Yeah. Our favourite colour's red.
even that's a lot, to be honest. Yeah. I kind of like the carefree dating of men.
Yeah.
I would say I prefer dating men. But then when I'm actually in a relationship, and not all girls, that's so stereotypical. Mm-hmm. I mean, some girls are really chill. But I don't know. I don't want to hear about 20 of your exes. You know what I mean? It's like me. You're dating me today.
You've got a podcast, which I imagine the title is a pun, called You Come First. What's the like?
So basically, I just think as a woman, we're always like someone's mother, someone's girlfriend. So I just think women should put themselves first in every aspect of their life, like career, relationships.
Mm-hmm. So it's got nothing to do with coming at all. It's it literally is putting yourself first.
I mean, yeah, in sex as well, you should put yourself first.
So you've done a lot of reality shows, Megan. Is there still one that you'd love to do?
I don't know. I go back and forth thinking I'm a celebrity. Mm-hmm. Would make me grow so much as a person. I think it strips everything back. You've got to like face your fears. So I'd definitely come out like a better version of myself.
And you get a lot of money.
And a lot of exposure. But I see myself doing a Gemma Collins. I'll be in there for a day crying.
Really? It's iconic though. It's iconic. Her 24 hours.
That's great.
There's a few of them I only did. Spencer Matthews was in for about 5 minutes before he was on steroids.
Yeah.
A couple of them haven't lasted very long.
Okay, on to the next story. The first comment is from Holy Ghost in London.
God, I'd love to taste her.
What the fuck is going on? What the hell?
That's probably not going to help you too much. Let's go to comment for two from Lady Penelope
Please
One.
Say this is a bit more like PG.
Daily Mail, why are you promoting someone who openly confesses to sex work? Last I heard, it was illegal.
Okay, so is this is some kind of article where some complete See You Next Tuesday is going against you for being a sex worker?
I'll give you the third one because you haven't got a lot of info yet. Comment three is from Dotty Doodles somewhere on the world.
No one's stopping you from returning. You're not as famous as you think.
Returning? Where were you returning? Oh, what did you do before you were Megan Barton Hanson? What did you do before you were famous?
Stripping.
Mm-hmm. Ah, that's the noise he makes when we're getting warm. Oh, okay. By the way, just in case you think
not,
he's being very
not just when we talk about stripping, when we get close to the answer. Yeah. Yeah. that's not what happens. No. The title of the article was "Love Island's Megan Barton Hanson admits she misses working as a stripper and having a laugh and drinks with the clients."
Yeah, so I was actually illegal PA, and it was just so boring. So I quit and just walked into a strip club. I was like, "Can I have a job, please?"
Yeah.
Amazing. And they gave it to me, even though my dancing is shocking.
Is it?
I've got no coordination.
Did you have a favourite song to strip to?
No, not really.
There's not like a one, like a Megan Barton Hanson where you're like, wow, you know, I'm a believer.
Anything
off
like
go.
Cardi B, Nicki Minaj.
Okay, great.
And then were you working there when you got the call for Love Island?
I think I just quit.
Okay.
And also, just before we get into that, so your typical evening routine.
So I'd get there about 7:30, basically be ready, but just have a bit of chat with the girls, have a few drinks, touch up the makeup, and then start work around 8, and then work until like 3:30. There's not many jobs you get to have a drink, prance around and feel glamorous and be silly with your mates. But at the same time, there was days where I used to do so many dances, I would be sweating. I would literally walk up the stairs to go and get like the next customer, and I'd be like wiping off the moustache sweat. So I'm like, this is not sexy.
Oh.
But luckily they didn't see.
And was it just dancing with clothes on? There was nothing?
No touching.
No, that's the rule,
no touching.
Yeah.
And then Love Island came about. So how did that happen?
So they DM'd me. And at first I was like, I don't know. Obviously, because of my background, I knew people were going to be so judgmental. But I don't know really what I was doing in life. I was just like, I'm so shy. I never wanted to be like known or famous, just because it opens you up to so much scrutiny and judgment. Mm. And I was like, But they asked me a second year and I was like, okay.
Yeah. And actually, the year you were on was a mammoth year for the show. Like, it was a huge year.
It was
year.
So good.
Was E.L. Booker on your year too?
Yeah.
"I'm not your hun-hun." Greatest quote of all time. He probably saw you in the villa, so you wouldn't have seen it probably, but it was
I heard about it.
He walked up and down again, "I'm not your hun-hun."
Yeah, that was...
And it just became a meme.
And you were with Wes on the show. Did you guys continue dating then after the show for a while?
Yeah, for about like 6 months.
See, the one who's trying to be a musician.
He's actually quite a talented musician.
Is he?
He's a rapper. He's just done a song with Craig David.
Oh, brilliant.
He's quite... Sorry, we just sat here talking about your ex.
But no, it's fine.
he is actually pretty sick.
With Craig David.
He does.
Well, that would be good in the
1950s. Yeah, I think he does.
He does.
Great.
He does.
Well, I wish him all the best.
Are you on good terms with him still, or...?
Yeah, we're like civil, we're friends. Like, if I saw him out, I'd chat to him. Same as Yael. I got with Yael before I got with Wes on the show. And even after my comment, I can't believe it come across so abrupt. So he was like, "I think we should have more fun." I was like, "You're not exactly Jim Carrey."
Oh,
I didn't mean it like that. I just meant like, you're not like super funny yourself, bro.
Who was the better kisser, Wes or Yael?
Probably Wes.
Oh, hey. I always think Yael's very pretty, but quite boring.
I mean, that was my point.
Yeah, I'm trying to say, Megan, is I'm not entirely sure what you said was very unfair at all. I think the nation was quite behind you.
No, I love him though. We just done Love Island Games together, and he actually pied me. So I was like trying to put it on him and get a kiss, and he was having none of it.
Wow,
cheeky fucker!
Well, how rude is that?
That's
ridiculous.
Probably the Jim Carrey comment.
Just say that to my face, would you?
Next story. So the first comment is from AMH and Starbridge.
Good for her. Men should take note of this.
I admit that's not going to give you a lot, is it?
Not a lot.
Legend 2308999er said...
Wow, so fit, it's a joke. If only all women looked as good as that, for f***ing sake.
Oh, that's a nice one for the daily.
Do you spend a lot of time making sure you eat well and like thinking about like exercising and all that sort of stuff?
I try to more recently. Before, when I went on Love Island, never went into a gym ever in my life.
Really?
But I'm getting older now. I'm about to turn 30 in 2 weeks. Yeah, so I've got to, like, step
a truck.
Yeah. It literally does. I was like, whoa.
Let's have the next one.
Third comment is from Fatima Horseman in London.
Most of those bullies were probably trying to make sure you didn't grow up to reject developing an inner sense of confidence and intelligence in favour of over-relying on your looks, body and sex appeal.
Is this about, have you spoken about being bullied?
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what I would have said.
But I mean, were you bullied?
Yeah, at school I was like slut-shamed and also for my appearance. Like, kids are just evil, aren't they?
They are.
I had the most sticky-out ears and people would be like, oh my God, your ears are so bad.
Did you have them sorted?
Yeah, had them pinned back.
Good. The headline was, I carried a sense of shame around. Megan Barton-Hanson admits being badly slut-shamed at school is the reason she's now so outspoken about sex and female pleasure.
How did that affect you longer term, do you think?
I think it just made me so passionate to, like, speak up about it. I hate how it's, like, one rule for men and another for women. And I just remember feeling, like, helpless back then. Like, I couldn't even go back to my parents and tell them why I wanted to change school, why I was being bullied. Mm. I just remember feeling, like, so alone. So I just never want any young girl to feel that way. Because we've got... It's like they'll make wanking jokes all the time. Mm. But then if a girl does it, oh my God, she's such a slut. I just want young girls to be like, oh, if Megan from Love Island speaks about it, it's fine. So what it was, a guy, so I was in year 9 and the guy was in year 11 and mm-hmm. he asked me to send him like a sexual video.
Yeah.
I didn't, thank God. But he goes, oh, I bet you haven't even like masturbated, have you? And I was like, yeah, yeah, of course I have. Actually hadn't, which was the most annoying thing.
Yeah.
And then it went around the whole school. Oh my God, that's the girl who like... and whatever. I was like, oh my goodness.
Oh no.
But that was mainly from girls, but it started from a boy.
But the girls are like that because that's the way society brings them up anyway. It's not their individual fault necessarily. It's, you know.
That's why I want it to change though. I think we're moving in the right direction with that as well, but...
On to the next story.
We've got anything a bit lighter.
Well, this one brings a smile to my face.
Great.
This one's from Rui in Los Angeles, the United States.
You shouldn't have to prove anything. If people don't believe you, that's on them.
Again, not very specific there. So I'm going to give you the next comment from Mrs. P. Octopus's Garden, Australia.
Sorry, what?
Mrs. P.
From Octopus's Garden.
From Octopus's Garden.
Right, I thought it was like Mrs. Patricia Octopus or something, which is a stupid name. Anyway, yep, carry on.
What an opportunity for jewelers everywhere.
Ooh, have you been engaged?
No, I know what this is about.
Say, jump in.
So when I started dating women, I had so many people be like, oh my God, you're just saying that you like girls for attention from men. So I got this necklace, this jeweler, he's really sick, and he made this vagina necklace for Lily Allen. And I was like, I want it. So I bought it. Just, and then in an interview, they asked me about it. And I was like, yeah, just proving my... gayness with my vagina necklace.
So sorry, what does the necklace look like? It's got a picture of a vagine on it.
It's literally just a vagina. My dad was like, oh, is that a coffee bean necklace? I was like, yeah, Dad, it's a coffee bean. Let's just go with that.
I had to wear a gold vagina necklace to make it clear I like women, Megan Barton-Hanson reveals, the lengths she was forced to take to prove her bisexuality as a stereotypical girly girl.
Yes,
that's crazy though. I literally like the necklace, and then they're like, "Oh, she had to prove her gayness."
Yeah, that's, you didn't have to wear a necklace with a vagina on it to prove that you were bisexual.
No, it's
presumably.
Not like to get into a gay club. You have to wear a cock ring.
That's what it says in the mail online.
You don't have to brand themselves.
Right. Okay.
Well, they're bisexual. You'd have to have both, presumably. You'd have a veritable smorgasbord of genitalia around your neck if that was really the case.
The next story's first comment is from Baby Boots Dervy in Reunion.
Hope the tax man is reading this.
Ah, we love this. Influencers have to pay tax. Here we go, boys and girls. Yes.
Ooh.
It's Megan Barton-Hanson, OnlyFans star and tax dodger.
Comment number 2 is from Simon G5678 in Portsmouth.
Fair play to her. She's got a cracking pair of udders.
Oh, Christ.
Udders, not udders.
Oh, Christ. Some of these people, when they type that out and they hit enter, do they sit back in their chair and just okay. go, oh, great, I've added to humanity.
Comment
there.
Number 3.
I've made life better for the world. Comment. Cracking pair of udders.
Comment 3.
I wouldn't even say, I was brought up in the country, I wouldn't even say that about a genuine cow.
Comment 3 is from Penny for Your Thought from Lancashire.
I subscribe using the birthday money from my wife. You have every penny, honey. XXX.
This actually depresses me.
birthday money for his wife? Why is he getting birthday money? Like, he's like a child.
So just so I can understand the format of this podcast, it's basically new. One is she charging tax? Second is she's got a cracking pair of udders. And the third, what am I meant to do with that information? Do you consider it cheating?
What?
No. If a married man was subscribed to your OnlyFans?
No, it's cheating. Just looking.
God, you're so old-fashioned, Archie.
Well, I don't know. I know you watch a lot of porn, but...
Well, what do you think it could be about?
Well, I imagine it's about whether she's paying tax on the income from her OnlyFans.
Yes, the answer is, I can't believe how well I've done. I'm smashing it. Megan Barton Hansen reveals her £800,000 a month OnlyFans earnings.
£800,000 a month?
Her dream house.
Sorry, what, is that true?
£800,000? I wish it
I'll
was
get my
true.
Cock out for a tenth of that.
You
I
do.
Wish it was true.
More than a hundredth of that. What's the best month you've ever had on OnlyFans?
Oh, I'm not saying, but like nowhere near as good as that. That's ridiculous.
Should we play a game? Should we say it? Like, Bruce Forsyth, like... higher or lower? 500,000.
I'm not saying.
That's higher then. Why are OnlyFans stars so reluctant to say how much they earn?
Because I don't want other people to think they're better than me. I want the crown as being like the best OnlyFans.
Yeah. Oh, so you're worried that you might not be the highest earner?
Yeah, or like someone's going to come out the woodwork and be like, I thought she was supposed to be up there, one of the highest earners.
Well, we did. We introduced you as one of the highest earners. I'm not worried.
That's what I mean.
I've got one of the shit OnlyFans cast now. He doesn't earn any money.
I get that. I think it's a bit crass when people talk about how much money they earn. I like that, Megan. I think that's something you should keep to yourself, potentially.
I think
but you're a very showy person, Archie.
Yep.
And also, I'd be scared, like, if I said the exact amount that I earn, like, imagine people I'm dating, they might just want me to be, like, a sugar mama.
Which, to be fair, would be great. I'd love one of those. Is it like Uber, where, you know, Uber drivers, they can kind of log on and see how much they've earned that day? Is it like that? You can just log on and be like...
Yeah, it can see, like, daily.
That's amazing.
But, so what was this article referring to then? Because it said Megan Barton Hansen reveals her 800K
It's possible the Daily Mail weren't being entirely accurate, though.
Yeah, but I don't know where they get these numbers from, either.
But it says you use that money, which is probably exaggerated, to buy your dream house.
I wouldn't say dream house, but it's a nice house. Yeah. Okay. We're working on the dream house.
What's missing from that to the dream house?
Just needs another, like, 5 rooms, a swimming pool, big walk-in wardrobe.
First comment on the next story is from Who Knows the Truth, located somewhere.
How is this in the news? The Mail should be fined huge amounts. Children read this as a newspaper.
I've never seen a kid with a newspaper in my whole life.
I read it when I was a child.
Archie was like that.
Every day.
Any idea what that might be about? It's not narrowed it
so
down.
So someone's saying there's not news and children read the Daily Mail, which they don't.
This one's from Herbert von Sausage.
Great name.
From Formby.
I used to have it over 6 times a day myself. Does it count if I was on my own?
What do you do a lot of every day?
Oh my God, it's me talking about sex again. Megan,
it is you talking about sex again.
How often do you have sex on an average week?
Well, I've been single. I'm basically a nun.
It is you talking about sex. Sure. I'll give you the last comment. LW1971 from Brighton says...
And I did 7 times once with my husband. Bore off. You're not the only person in the world doing it, you know. Most of us just don't feel the need to talk about it. Snore... Other people's sex lives are boring as fuck.
It would be funny if this had nothing to do with sex at all and you were talking about how much fruit and veg you have a day or something. That would be amazing if you were like, fucking healthy, guys. I hit 5 a day.
You've lost concentration here. You must know what this is about. So Megan Barton Hansen reveals she once had sex 6 times in one day as she gets candid with fans in Q&A.
That's a lot of times.
It was like a new boyfriend.
I think that's quite normal, isn't it?
Like if it's 6 times a day.
But like with a new person.
Your poor fiance. I did wonder why she had a limp.
With a new person, that's like not you are a naughty little doggy when you get into the bedroom.
Oh, so you're talking about I'm a naughty little doggy.
I from one having met you and knowing your personality and how you sort of conduct yourself, we know that you would be a little terrier in the bedroom.
I'm a Roman Catholic. that's revolting.
But can I just say, I don't go around bragging like, oh my God, had sex 6 times a day. Like people ask me.
Yeah,
that's fine. You're giving an honest answer.
Asked in a Q&A.
Yeah, and I think that is like normal, right?
Yeah.
I'm glad you're backing me up on this.
I think it's normal. Megan, thank you so much for being our guest today. Has taking part made you less or more likely to want to read the comments from now on?
I've actually really enjoyed this. I might start reading them.
Oh, yay! We have a convert. Thank you. you as well to all our listeners out there in the land of podcasts. Please press the subscribe button and feel free to say something hugely flattering about me and whatever about Josh. Either way, please remember to always go
straight to the comment.
Ciao.
Now we all know they're flesh and bone, the same blood, sweat and tears. So why do famous people seem to really grind some gears?
Idiot!
Waste of space.
What the hell are they wearing
that? Who even are they?
Stupid hair.
They look a right off.
So whenever you feel lost and need uncommon sense, there's one place we all know to go, straight to the comments.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to The Sidebar. Borderline National Treasure Richard Arnold here, bringing you the best from the guilty pleasure celebs can't get enough of. The showbiz badge of honour they secretly adore.
He just gently squeezed his arm.
You were going to say then? Oh. You gently squeezed his what?
If third time's a charm and diamonds are a girl's best friend, then it's fair to say that Gemma's minted if it does go pear-shaped.
Oh, babe, I've been tickled more than once.
I've never seen anyone so excited about freshly turned soil before, possibly apart from Alan Titchmarsh.
Frankie, bless her, stepped back in her 10-inch platforms onto my foot and broke my toe.
And Beaker Mod revealed she falls asleep with her eyes open.
Can you sleep with your eyes open?
I'm doing it now.
Boring. The arse off me.
Don't forget, week in, week out. Sci-fi. Or it didn't happen.